to another season of the Entangled Podcast. My name is Taylor.
I'm Ashley.
I'm Henry. We are three educators from the Teach for America Louisiana regions that get together to talk about education and all of the subjects entangled within it.
Our episodes are intended to engage all of our listeners. To chime in on our discussions, follow us on Instagram at entangled_podcast or send us an email at entangled@teachforamerica.org.
These episodes would not be possible without the support of listeners like you. So thank you for tuning in, and we hope you enjoy the show.
Well, hello, friends.
Good morning.
Per usual, we are here to welcome you to yet another episode of the Entangled Podcast. And, you know, as I think of this next line, I think of Henry, and I am here with my two lovely co-hosts, Taylor Anderson and Henry. We are here, friends. Yes. How are y'all?
I am good. I think me and Henry was just both giving each other the eyes. It's like, going, I'm going, we're going.
Yeah.
We know who was going. Feel better than yesterday. Amen. And Henry, how are you?
I'm good. I am very much looking forward to this upcoming week as I have some scheduled spring break on my calendar. So yes, that should be fun.
On that note, spring is here.
Spring has sprung.
We are doing all the spring things.
Well, first, wait, before we move to spring break, did you tell us how you were?
Oh, I did not.
And
I'm here. March did his thing, you know, it's April. So yeah, I'm well. My child's birthday is coming up soon.
Yay!
I'm excited for that.
Already.
Yes. Little Rusi will be one in a day. So I'm excited about that.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
I just
hot can't. Mess express. Okay.
He is driving the hot mess express train.
Okay? The driver of chaos in our household. But you know, we love him for it. And for those who do not know, I have a little mini poodle and his name is Rue. So that's who I'm talking about. That's my child.
Not the drive. Honestly, back when we were talking about merch with all our things, the driver of chaos could have definitely been a shirt.
Oh, heck yeah.
Because the way my Sagittarius moon is set up, sometimes your girl is the driver of chaos.
Listen, pressing on that gas.
Oh, it's like, stir the pot and then walk away. Put your hands up. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
It wasn't me. Oh, well, I hope y'all spring breaks aren't chaotic. That is what I'm hoping. And that the end of the school year is not chaotic for your core members either.
You know it is.
Okay, all right. I mean, but a girl can only hope.
Yeah, I'm with you with the hope.
I'll be in Puerto Rico.
That's right.
That's my spring break.
Those are your plans. I love to hear it.
Those are my plans. That's where I'll be on the beach, wandering about town, scouting for places to move. Who knows?
Only time will tell.
Henry, do you do that when you go places? Do you say, I can live here? Do you do that? Or is that just a girl thing?
No. That's a human thing, I think. Okay. You have such a great time out there that you're like, you know what? Why don't I
live here?
Yeah.
I probably will get on the realtor app and see how much stuff costs.
Yeah.
Because that's what I do every place.
Yeah. You're just like, let me just take a look. I just want to see. There's nothing wrong with taking a look.
There's not. What are you doing for spring break, Henry?
Me? I actually won't be too far away from you. I'll be in Cuba.
Oh!
We have this great itinerary that I'm really excited about. Yeah. I mean, you know, just like with these interesting international dynamics that limit human mobility. This is one of those times where our mobility is not as limited. So like, let's go ahead and take advantage of that and talk to some of the Cubans. I'm like really looking forward to talking to the people in Cuba, you know, just to learn how they are experiencing the place and, you know, how happy they are or unhappy they are. Yeah. I'm really eager to hear all the perspectives.
Miss Jordan, what you gonna do?
I'm working, so while the rest of the team is OOO, taking that PTO, I will be doing selection. So interviewing new folks next week. So I'll be doing that. But I'll be taking like a little mini vacation towards the end of the month. So I'm excited about that. I'm going to LA. So I'm ready for those Cali streets. You hear me? So my break will be coming soon. But I am going to now pass it on over to Miss Anderson to bring in our final. Yes, final. I said final.
Final.
Teacher's Lounge.
Final. Episode is going to function more of like a recap kind of like all of the work we've done thus far. We're going to talk a little bit about what some of our favorite episodes were, how difficult it was to like actually find time to record these and edit these and put it like so then we're going to close out, and that's going to be a wrap on Entangled. So first, as you know, we've told the story before of like how we got all of this started. Ashley brought us together to record this episode. It was a pandemic. We had nothing else to do other than sit in the house and order Uber Eats and binge watch whatever was on Netflix at the time. What a time.
What a time to start a podcast.
What a time to really do anything.
Yeah.
To be clear. So we're going to go season by season, talk a little bit about the episodes in each season. We're not going to give a full rundown. We're just going to give you a little reminder, because all of these will continue to be up on your favorite podcast platforms, so you can go back and listen to them. Mm-hmm. So season one, we started off with a bang. Okay. We started off with the COVID episode.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. What a time.
We were talking about if kids should be going back into the classroom or not. We roasted the United States while we were at it.
Prince Samoa.
That became an instant classic. That's right.
Classic. Yeah. Listen, at any point I can roast this country, I'm going to take it. And then we had a Black History Month episode. Then I had a Reading is Fundamental episode, which clearly needs to be replayed because some of our friends still, adult friends, not children friends, adult friends still struggle with reading, but it's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Then we had our first ever guest.
Yes.
With Miss Cage.
Dana. Yeah.
And we had a CRP versus everybody. Ain't nobody but Ashley titled that.
We already know it.
You gotta represent. I was into it. I appreciated that title.
I think that was when we were trying to, we were like, maybe we should be cool with the titles. And looking at these titles, I'm like, that didn't last long. And then I think Henry talked a little bit about teaching styles.
Mm-hmm.
And then standardized testing. We talked about standardized testing and the history and the racism that is standardized testing. So from season one, what were some of y'all favorite episodes?
Well, for me, it's hard to pick one. It's gonna be with every season. However, I will say there are some episodes that stand out to me because. So the COVID episode, I really enjoyed because, I mean, it was our kickstart to the to this podcast. Mm-hmm. And also it was literally episode number one, we got in trouble for it.
Yes, we did.
So it sticks out to me because, you know, and it's funny, I don't think we said anything particularly bad, you know. No. It's just like us being ourselves, and some people can't handle that, and or couldn't handle that, And this is also how I know. I was like, all right, we're onto something here. You know, if some people are feeling some type of way because we're just being ourselves, this is
mission accomplished.
Yeah. Some good things are happening. So yeah, the COVID episode is nice. And then I also just really, the second one, I would say like my top three here. How about that? My top three will be the reading is fundamental, because I truly believe that that is an episode we can always go back to and remind ourselves of the fundamentals. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, the CRP with Dana is, you know, our first guest. And also she was great. She definitely brought the heat with her. We learned along together. And I just think also it was like, I always enjoy having good conversations with Dana. I mean, those of you know, like, you know, I work alongside Dana pretty consistently, and as someone who really genuinely cares about the work and the kids and trying to do right by them, I think a lot of that was conveyed in this episode. And so top three.
Yes. For season one, definitely going to have to agree. And I don't think we ever even mentioned that to the audience. Like, yeah, we got in trouble for that. But thinking back now, the fact that we're on season three is like, excuse my French, but we did the damn thing. Like, it happened. So, yeah, looking back on that moment, I was like, oh, my goodness. Y'all got me out here doing this. Y'all as in, you know, other people, not us. Y'all got me out here doing this, but. Yeah, it is what it is, but I would have to agree with you, Henry, on the top three for sure.
Yeah, I agree too. It, yeah, that first episode was a lot.
Yeah.
And I just remember being like, you know what? If this is what we're going to be doing, it's a wrap for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice knowing y'all.
Yeah. Tay was like, I actually ain't got to do this. And I was like, but wait. But
I'm doing this for fun because I'm with my friend.
Listen. Yeah.
Oh, honorable mention. Wasn't Dana's episode also featured within like incoming core member pre-work as well?
I think so. I think so. Because I sure did. Because I, at the time, was on the design cabinet for DEI for summer, not a stop child, I'm about to call it Summer Institute. For pre-service and practicum. And so for like an additional piece of context, or, you know, some for just a little something that's not an academic journal about culturally relevant pedagogy. Mm-hmm. I sure did slide it right on in there.
Yeah. That's cool. That's really cool that you made that happen. That's great.
Okay. Next up, we have season two. Before we go to season two, do you have an episode in season one that I don't want to say is like your least favorite, but like it was a hard one to record?
I got mine immediately. Standardized testing part one and two. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, wow. One and
that was, listen, because I was like so amped to like do it. And then I was like, girl, you're just reading.
I remember you stressing out about it when we were reading it. We were trying to figure out like what we wanted the vibe of this to be, and it took, you know, we had some kinks to work out, but we made it.
That's all right.
We made it. Henry, you got one?
I think of this one as not as like you said, not a least favorite or like hard to record, but more like I would love to redo this episode. And I would love to redo the Black History Month one, because I think I went a little hard on those air horns on that episode.
You mean editing wise?
Yeah. I wish I could redo that one, because I know immediately at the next time we tried to record, I got the feedback like, hey, can we tone it down on the air horns? And I was like, no, yeah, you're right.
I think that was when I was still listening to the episodes after we put them out. The Black History Month one, I listened to that and I'm like, Henry got so carried away with these air horns, because y'all know, like, I am technically like hard of hearing. So my volume is all the way up on my phone when I'm listening with my headphones on so I can hear the speaking voices, but then the actual sounds
were loud,
are then so loud, so I then have to like take my headphones off. And I'm like, dang it.
Yeah.
We appreciated it and you've toned it back.
And
we
love that
for us.
Yes, we're good at taking feedback here at TFA. Yeah.
I mean, I did give you that feedback unsolicited, but I was about to say, don't give me no unsolicited feedback because I don't want it.
It's one of those where like, listen, like I think from a listener, I think it's, I welcome it. I welcome it. And that's, we'll leave it at that. I welcome the unsolicited feedback, especially if you're a loyal listener.
Are you unloyal listeners? I'm kidding.
Yeah, I don't care what you have to say.
All right, moving right along to season two. Now, season two, I don't know what we had going on, but we had a cadence, okay? Because the number of episodes that is on this thing, I'm like, who are we churning out like 14, 15 episodes?
Tired. I already know, Henry, you were tired.
Tired. Because every time he got done editing one, another one was waiting for him to be.
Yeah. It was real DJ Khaled. Like
another one.
It's like you finish one and I would just see the gif of him, you know, pointing another one.
I'm pretty sure we mentioned it before. Henry's our podcast editor. If y'all don't know that by now.
Goodness me. That took me down. Okay, so the first episode of season two. Well, one, we came out with a trailer, which we thought we was like really in
hot.
In this thing, okay. But I think the first episode was about wellness.
Mm-hmm. With Margo.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Margo.
And then I think we had a late start. We started later in the year, I think, maybe, because episode two was about Darktober.
And I'm pretty sure Ida happened.
Oh, Lord.
Hurricane Ida happened. And so,
that makes sense. Which would make sense of why episode three was called The Connection Between the Hurricane and Literacy Rates.
Yes.
And then we talked about the Great Resignation, or as I like to call it, the Great Recession. Both
accurate. Yeah.
Yeah, both exactly. Accurate. Both of them. And then we talked about how to best support ELL students with Consulted NOLA.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. Too. Yeah.
That was a good one too. She was really good.
Yeah.
Then we had a conversation with Jerron and Laura, our executive directors, towards, I think that was at the end of, that was like in December, right? That was
Yeah.
And then I think maybe for Black History Month, maybe, or I don't know, who knows, supporting Black students and families. That probably sounded like something I did. That sound like I think that was a Taylor episode. And then Henry Letters Through Teaching Through Resistance. I think that was an episode that I was not on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we had an episode about incoming core members. Honestly, when I was writing these down, I'm like, why is season two such a blur?
Because we were just cranking them out, you know?
We were. And then we had an episode, I lost track of the numbers, so whatever episode this is, The Problem with Pre-K. Then we did an interview with the good old Jarvis.
Oh, we love Jarvis.
And then I think Ashley walked us through work environments, toxic, unhealthy work environments. I talked about the four pivots in the next episode. And then the final episode of that season was about trauma-informed practices.
Yeah.
Medialis King. Right. So those were like our 1,200 episodes. Same thing. What do y'all remember about some of these episodes for season two?
I will say we had some bangers on this one.
Yeah,
we really did. Oof. Okay. I say that if I were to name my top three, I'm gonna put the four pivots as one of my favorite top ones. That was a big kudos to you, Taylor, because that was a great conversation that felt very inspiring, you know, and like to kind of not forget about the dream, you know, and just like to completely reshift the way that we're thinking, our mindsets, and how we operate. I was like, man, that episode for me was fire. That's one that I can go back to at any point and be like, yeah, that's right. That's right. Don't forget. I think another one that I think we all agree on that was just a really great episode to record and also to put out was the best practices for ELL teachers.
Yeah.
With Emma Merrill and Sharuba Chavez. That was really, that was very informative. That was really fun to also just chat with them. And maybe my third one, I'll pick the interview with Jarvis, because Jarvis is just, you know, a very energetic human. He's also, it was interesting to hear his story too, like someone who has been able to take a lot of adversity and turn it into something very positive and continue to share that positivity with people around him, whether that's his colleagues, his peers, his students, staff. He was a joy to record with.
Yeah.
I would also like to give an honorable mention for the ED conversation.
Yeah. Oh, so kudos to you, Ashley, for that one.
First off, number one, SLA alum. Love Laura. Like, love Laura.
Shout out to Laura.
And so I think it was also really fun because that was like Jerron's first. He had just started with our region. And so it was really great to just connect with him in that way. He was very excited to do the episode. Mm-hmm. And so that one was a lot of fun for me. So I'd also like to add that one.
I retweet all of the things that y'all said. I also would like to add, when people teach older kids, sometimes they're like uncertain of what even happens in elementary world, especially early elementary.
Yeah.
And so I really like the opportunity to be able to tell people like, it's effed up down there. It's effed up everywhere, let's be clear. But like what we expect of our small children, small human beings. And I feel like I remember saying this on the episode of like, we have so very high expectations for people who've only been on this planet for 3, 4, 5 years.
Yeah.
And when you think about it like that, you're like, dang, that's wild. Like, dang, y'all really just got here.
Yeah. No, I mean, we're running like real state tests on 8-year-olds. Like, bro, what are like, we
you
doing?
You haven't even been on this planet for a decade.
Yeah.
And so I shout out to me and the problem with pre-K episodes.
Yeah, no, hell yeah.
Shout out to myself.
Channeling my inner Issa Rae, because that's definitely some she do. I think it's so important to understand what we're expecting of small children and how that rolls over into who they become to be when they're in middle school and in high school. So that was a good season. We had some great guests.
Yeah.
And we had some like high quality content that we produced.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Agreed. I think I would give another honorable mention to the hurricane and literacy episode with Stevie.
Yeah.
Because there was first, it was very informative. And it also kind of kickstarted our following episode talking about the Great Resignation.
Yeah.
Which was, I mean, it's funny. I was talking to my girlfriend about education in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. She was asking me, was like, oh, you know, how did the pandemic affect your students in New Orleans? And I was like, you know, the thing is, I wish I could tell you that it was just the pandemic alone that disrupted our school operations. Mm-hmm. But we had like back-to-back disasters. You know, we had the pandemic, then we had Hurricane Ida, and then we had this Great Resignation, which in New Orleans was like, it was intense. So it was like, I think, you know, the combination of all of those things, like our students have really taken a hit on their learning and just like on their enthusiasm towards school. Not like it was at an all-time high by any means, but you know, it definitely didn't help the case. And I think those two episodes really touched on both the problem and possible solutions. So
yeah,
it was really cool.
Yeah, and it's like the kid component and then the adult component, because quite often we get wrapped up in like, well, the kids are not okay, and we're like, well, duh, because the grown-ups are not okay.
Yeah,
right.
Like their caregivers and people who are responsible for them are not okay. And so like having that conversation about the great resignation after that literacy conversation was also helpful, because you're like, yeah, people are quitting
Yeah.
because like grown-ups are quitting their jobs because they don't feel valued and loved, appreciated. And the same could be said for children.
Yes, they're not attending school for the same reason.
Exactly.
Because they don't F with you. They're
Yeah.
like, well,
Yeah. And the parents are okay with it too. That's
yeah.
like, how do you like that? The
Yeah.
parents are like, I mean, it's not like,
Yeah.
great things were happening out there anyway. You're fine, stay
Yeah.
home.
Yeah, they don't, people aren't seeing the value, which honestly is sometimes hard to see. It's like, why do I show up to work every day? Girl, I don't know. Why am I going to school every day? Girl, I really don't
I
know.
don't know.
I
See,
don't
like especially
know.
when you could be a content creator and a it's people that's millionaires by the time they 20. Like,
Yeah. Well, especially when
yo.
you can make money now. It's like, why would I go through, 2, 3 a year more of school, potentially plus college? So you want me to wait 6, 7 years before I can make money? Girl, you tried it. It's like, I gotta take care of my family now, today.
Yeah. And see, you wonder why we got in trouble episode one, and
And did,
yeah.
because I definitely, a friend of mine texted me and Ashley at the end of the first episode, and she was like, great episode, blah blah blah. And then she's like, Taylor, you're a socialist. And
No, I'm not. I'm Taylor. Should have said that.
I'm like,
I'm me.
I'm fine with that.
We're rolling with it.
We're rolling with it. Okay. So, is there an episode? Did I already ask this? No. Is there an episode that was hard to record or you would like a do-over? Just
Maybe
quick.
Darktober, and it's really just because I say out of all of the ones that I mean, like so many of them were bangers. I say this one was just good, and it
Yeah.
wasn't as big of a banger. So yeah, I don't know exactly what I would change. I'd have to re-listen to the episode, but I would, yeah, that'd probably be the one for me, the Darktober one.
Yeah, I'm looking at a thing now. I think that was my episode. I think I had grand ideas and then waited to the last minute before I actually had to like execute.
I mean, but it's also Darktober. Like,
Yeah. Yeah.
that's the title. So.
Yep. I remember I drove down to the Greater New Orleans office, excuse me, to have a in-person meeting with my dearest co-host, and we had some grand ideas, baby, for
We
season
did.
three.
We
We had the
did.
whiteboard out. We was
We
like,
really
ooh, we could do
did.
this.
Dreaming.
I can bring my mama on. I
Dreaming.
like We could, y'all think any of that really happened? See what had happened was
Yeah. Really, though, what had happened was like
what it does.
changes are on the horizon. By
Changes
the
are on
way,
the horizon.
Taylor, you have a new title and you
Oh,
got some new
yeah.
responsibilities.
Oh, yeah.
And
That part.
yeah, same with Ashley. Like, oh, hey, we're starting this new project. Oh, project manager, that's you, right?
Yep. You got it, girl.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, and we also tried to find a podcast editor,
We did.
we
Oh,
tried
yeah.
and I didn't fail. I did my job.
You did.
That the podcast past editor person just was not available. So that was great. So Henry had to continue being our podcast editor, probably against his will, to be quite honest, which is why there's less episodes, because we just wanted to give him some breathing room
Yes.
to actually do his job, his actual job.
Yeah.
Because shocker, he's not a podcast editor full time.
No, but if
No.
you, I mean, I don't want to put you out there, but like, if you want to pay him to do it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I'll do a little side project for you, you know, a little side editing.
That's different. But yeah, for sure. So we started off with talking about why we joined TFA. Then we had the social emotional learning episode with our good friend, Miss Tabitha Reynolds Hong. Then we did finally have the Life as a Core Member episode with Gianna. Then we had a chat with Mr. Tramell Howard, JD, Mr. Baton Rouge himself. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the semester, we did a little, or somewhere, yeah, in a semester, mm-hmm. we did a little year in review. We talked about our 2022, because 2022 was a year from hell. Yeah. For me personally. So then after that, Henry did an episode on taking a break because amen, we needed that. Mm-hmm. Then Emily Klein Morris came on and talked about the talent matching pilot in Greater New Orleans that I had my good sis, the tech goddess Dominique Dallas, on to talk about digital literacy. And then our latest episode is about the Alumni Coaching Fellowship with Mackenzie.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me a little bit about y'all's thoughts with this current season.
You know, I'm going to keep it consistent with top three. Mm-hmm. And I'd say one of my, so starting with Life as a Core Member with Kiana. That one was really fun to record. Kiana was also, she was a great guest and seemed super excited because she's like, oh my God, I've never been featured on a podcast. And
it's
like,
oh,
you know, we got you here. We got you. Mm-hmm. So great sharing Kiana's story as well. I would say it was really fun to record with Dominique Dallas.
Yes.
She seems, I don't know if this was like her like 10th podcast episode, it sure seemed like it. Like she was a natural.
That's her. Literally her.
literally, like
that's her. I don't even know how else to say it.
yeah. I think anybody who is able to not just be themselves when we're recording, but also is sharing some very valuable information while also keeping things light and playful is gonna be a favorite. So she very easily fits that category. So big shout out to Dominique Dallas. She was really fun to record with. And you know, and then I'll name the YATFA, our very first episode for season three, as part of the top three for me, because it was a great time of reflection for where we started and where we are.
The YTFA one was a good one. And I think about that conversation. I think about my journey, our journeys in the organization. I also think about like where the organization is as it stands. And it's like a lot of that has to do with the great and amazing work of core members and like the passions of core members and what they're interested in, how they keep the train moving and things going. So,
yeah.
That was one of my faves. Also, I really enjoyed the chat with Tramell. He's always fun and a grand time. And then I'm going to name our episode with Emily because I really want her to do her own thing. I'm just going to put that out there. I don't know if she'll ever hear that, but I really want that for her. So that was a fun one because afterwards she was like, oh my goodness. First off, I don't know how I never sent her the actual episode. So she's like, I just remember, I reminded myself to listen to it one day. And I couldn't believe that I was on a podcast and talking about what I do. And I'm like, yes, it was great. So
it was good. It was a good one. It was a good one. I think my favorite was the social emotional learning one.
Yes.
That was the one that had been in the works. Like as soon as we started the podcast, I knew that I wanted Tabitha to come on, and I tried to get her on in season two. Well, I didn't try that hard. I dropped the ball. It's fine. I texted her and asked her availability for season two and never followed up. Whoopsies.
It'd be like that. It's okay.
And do. And she didn't mind because she had typing to do. So
yeah,
didn't even really matter. But that was a really good, insightful episode, especially considering all of the attacks around all the acronyms that are education related, like CRP, CRT, SEL, child, in LGBTQ plus, like any acronym, the people don't like it. So to be able to have this episode to say the thing, like to actually tell people what this actually means, was something that was necessary.
Agreed.
And once again, is there an episode where you're just like, redo?
So you know what, for me it is going to be the last one with the alumni coaching fellowship, and simply because Mackenzie was great, by the way. But the original plan was to have Tom DeLay on there so he can talk about the founding of it, since he was pretty much the one who kickstarted that program here in New Orleans. And he got sick the day before. So if I could redo, I'd have him on, and you know, and so he can share basically where his ideas came from. But other than that, I like them all. I think we matured season three for sure.
It felt like clockwork this season. Like it was just like, oh, okay, all right,
Everybody knows what to do and how to do it. So let's do it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I don't have one that I'm like, it wasn't fun to record, or I wish I could do it over. I don't have one. Can't think of one.
Yeah, I don't.
That girl doesn't live here.
We don't know her. Yeah, I don't think I have one either. Yeah, that's a recap on our past three seasons. Once again, they will be available on all streaming platforms still. We're not going to be petty and take them all down.
No.
Right. But so they will still be up. I'll probably go and revisit, and honestly, like, probably recommend some of these to my core members in the next year, because these are all classics.
Yes.
Before we go, I have two more questions, and then we're gonna wrap this right on up. What won't you miss about producing and recording a podcast?
The floor is yours, Henry.
Okay.
unless you want me to go first.
Yeah, go for it. If you have something, go for it.
I really did not like the fact that Henry, like, I enjoyed Henry being our podcast editor, but I wanted that to be off of his back so bad. Like, I wanted that for him. And I think that was like the hardest part for me throughout the process.
I agree.
Well, then I think we're all on the same page.
Okay.
No. I mean, I won't miss trying to like wrangle people, like guests to meet.
Yeah.
Trying to synchronize three plus.
Five schedules. Yeah.
It is tough, especially people who are still in school. So I definitely won't miss that at all. Which is why you probably noticed a lot of my episodes don't have guests. Because I just, I'm like, I'm not doing this.
It's
a no for me.
Pretty much.
But shout out to my co-host for like wrangling the guest in, making sure the schedules work. Was willing to reconfigure if necessary.
Imagine doing all of that, and then the day before, one of those guests cancels on you or gets sick.
I know.
Which is why I just didn't.
I understand. I understand.
Oh, goodness. Okay. What, last question. What will you miss about producing and recording a podcast every day? And I'm already going to put that you cannot say recording with us every day.
Why can we not say that?
Because then everybody's going to say
the same thing.
I know how much y'all love me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's that obvious. I see. Okay. Got it.
The love spills through the microphone.
Yeah.
And the Zoom screen.
Like, I know how much y'all want to spend time with me. It's fine.
What else?
Tell me something I don't know.
Tell me if you feel like this is a cop out.
It probably is, but okay.
It probably is, but I do feel like it's a fair one. And so it is recording, but really, it was a lot. What I'm going to miss is a lot of the free learning we were getting to do.
Yeah.
Because we did often, like, if we weren't learning from one another, then we were learning from one of our guests. You know, we brought a lot of guests who had these like very niche expertise that they were sharing with us for free. You know, we gave gifts and whatnot, but still, like, I think the type of information we were getting is information that would be very, they would be very justified to charge for. And I think, you know, I mean, one of the beautiful things about being part of a network like Teach for America is that you have access to all these brilliant minds who are very passionate about this kind of work and are willing to share their findings, their knowledge, their expertise with us. And this podcast really allowed us to not only get that expertise, but also share it with listeners. So that I'm really going to miss the learnings from our episodes. Plus, we were also learning about things that were happening in Louisiana that I otherwise would have like just not paid attention to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. As someone who, there's a trend on TikTok going around of like Black women, and when we say we're bored, what's the first thing that we do? We go enroll in somebody's graduate program.
We go do something. We go find something.
We go find something to do and learn. And so throughout the whole pandemic, because I graduated with my master's in May 2020, I was really resisting the urge to go sign up for somebody's school. And I'm like, girl, you don't need to do that. No. And so this podcast was like school. Like, you have the opportunity to learn something new. I wasn't paying nobody ducats to do it. Right. And I got to do it with people that I like and that I care about, and also get to meet new people that I probably wouldn't have otherwise have met, because, I mean, the drive to New Orleans ain't that bad, but it's far enough. And so, and so, like, I wouldn't have known, and I wouldn't have been able to meet them if y'all hadn't brought them on. Mm-hmm. So that's what I do. This podcast saved me from myself, child, because if I wasn't doing it, I'd be in a PhD program I wouldn't want to be in.
Wow, look at that. What are you going to do now?
Probably get into a PhD program.
No, I'm
PhD gonna go, program right around the corner.
I think I'm gonna go learn how to make focaccia or brioche. Ooh, or sourdough or something.
Come on, baker.
I don't know. That's probably what I'm gonna do. Miss Jordan, what will you miss learning to?
I'm gonna miss learning. I'm gonna miss, honestly, it's like a tangent of recording with us, because it's no longer. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just like the fact that we're all, I'm gonna say, we're all technically like going on our own different journeys. It's like exciting, but I'm gonna miss it. It was like always the thing that no matter if my role changed, no matter if I had 10 different projects I'm managing, like this was consistent and this was fun. This was an outlet. This was like something that like, oh, I'm gonna go chat it up real quick. And it was always a good time. So there are a lot of facets to that I'll miss, but I'm gonna leave it with that.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever actually articulated this, but one thing I'm really going to miss is this. Having these recordings scheduled did give me a break from kind of like the, you know, the everyday, the everyday routines of our jobs. Of course, what I love about coaching, right, is I'm not always going to like one place and doing the same thing over and over again, right? We get to go to different schools and interact with different people, but essentially we're still like very core member focused and facing. And this podcast allowed me to take a step back and take a break from that, and, you know, sometimes like reorient how I approach the work. So those recording breaks, fantastic. I'm gonna miss that.
And we did it all. We executed on 3 seasons without like biting each other's head off. I don't think
that part.
Because, you know, a lot of the groups, you know, they break up and they beefing.
Yep. Destiny's Child. I mean, they're not beefing, but
we ain't send nobody to the airport without their luggage.
No.
Yeah.
So
I'm trying to get in y'all carry on luggage for the spring break.
Right. Exactly. Truly. Truly. Oh, it has been a pleasure recording this podcast for the past 3 years, but it is officially a wrap.
A wrap.
It is a wrap. We appreciate you all listening. We'll probably do like one last Instagram something. So y'all have access, you know, so you know where to find all of the episodes. But once you hear this,
yeah,
you'll just hear us in your memories.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. If you miss us too much, we have 3 seasons worth.
Right. Yep. You could find us on Instagram. I may or may not respond. Yeah, this one. Ashley won't respond because
I'm not on Instagram.
She's just not
right
on
now.
The internet. And no. Then Henry responds 2 days later.
Hey, so you'll get a response. Just be patient.
So we appreciate you all. We love y'all. And it's been real.
It's been real. You can follow us at entangled_podcast. I'm not sure how much longer the page will be active. Follow us there. You can email us too. Not sure how much longer that will be active as well, but feel free to email us. Not sure who's going to respond, but you can still email us if you want some information out there in the ether. You might get a bounce back. So thanks again to my co-host. Thanks again to our audience. Couldn't do it without y'all. Much love.
Deuces.
Bye-bye.